I'm Vicky Merrick. The Local Food Report's up now with Ellie Burlow. And this week, Ellie talks with an herbalist about an ancient berry that just might be growing in your own neighborhood.
Having a jar of dried elderberries in your pantry is like having the key to the wardrobe in the Narnia Chronicles. They're that fantastical and a cook's passage into history, legend, and healing. The elder's flowers and berries have been used for centuries far and wide to make teas and wines, syrups, and elixirs for immune tonics.
That's part of the beauty of the elder. There's a lot of myth and folklore about it.
That's Holly Bellabono. She's an author, educator, and herbalist who lives in West Tisbury. Holly is talking about Sambucus canadensis, the American variety of elderberry, which grows really well here, especially around bogs, swamps, and out by the beaches.
They like to be wet. They like to have their feet wet. It's also native to Europe, and so there's a lot of mythological tradition about how to use the elderberry tree. It goes way back, and some of the folklore associated with it, it comes from the more Nordic countries, Scandinavia and Denmark, where they call it the Huldamutter, elder mother, indicating that there's a mother spirit that resides inside the tree. And so part of the folklore is that you need to ask the spirit for permission to harvest her.
If you go foraging, be confident in your identification and take only what you can use. I like to collect with someone who knows more than I do. Plus, it's just more fun that way.
So this spring on the vineyard, we could look in the woods and see the beautiful creamy colored umbels hanging down of the elder flower, and those are delicious, and it makes a lovely tea, and it's a respiratory tonic. But if you leave the flowers alone, over the course of the summer, they turn into these berries, and the fruit is also medicinal. It's considered a lung tonic. It's a respiratory aid. It's considered an immune system support.
When the elderberries are ripe, they'll almost have a black-purple color, and they're very plump. Sometimes they'll have a whitish coating, and they'll fall right off the stem. When dried, they're the size of black peppercorns and just as wrinkled. The berries are edible, though you really need to cook them before eating.
So what I would do first is make a tea with the elderberries, a very strong tea with hot water. Let it steep, crush your elderberries into it, strain them out, and then you've got this elderberry water extract.
It's fragrant, not cloying, and it has a lovely purple color.
To that, you can pour in your honey.
I like to use raw honey from a local beekeeper if I can. But store-bought is fine, too.
Whisk it around until it's the consistency that you want for your syrup. Label it and put it in the fridge. And that's a very basic honey syrup. There's different ways you can do it, but that's the basic gist of it.
I store the syrup in a glass jar or a bottle that I've boiled for 10 minutes.
And then that syrup you can take by the spoonful for bronchial things, for immune support. You can pour it on your pancakes. You can stir it into your tea. Lots of different ways you can use that syrup.
The berries are also great in jams, jellies, and smoothies, and their flavor works well with ginger and spices like cinnamon and cloves.
You can make some delicious cobblers and pies.
Dried elderberries give all year round and are especially good in the winter at the inkling of a sore throat, aches, a cold, or the flu. They're considered to be high in antioxidants and an effective immune booster. They plump up nicely after soaking in liquid. There's so many ways to use elderberries. I'll even steep them in apple cider vinegar for a week or two.
And then strain it out, and you've got a beautiful colored vinegar that's full of these flavors that has a little bit of the medicine in it, and you can use it as a salad dressing at any time. Or you can mix it with the syrup that you just made, and you have what's called an oxymel, which is a sweet, tart, tangy medicine that you can take by the spoonful that's delicious. But you've infused it with these flavors and chemicals from the plants that give it an extra bit of vitamin C or give it an extra bit of polyphenols and tannins and these things that can really help our bodies throughout the winter.
I use elderberries as much as I can because of their health benefits. Their flavor is incredible, and I like the stories. You know, the witchy stuff.
My own kids have grown up with me making lots of different concoctions in the kitchen with all sorts of wild or gardened food. The thing with herbal medicine is that all of these are very simple things to make. Nothing is complex. It's people's pharmacy. It's back to the land kind of tradition. And so if you have a jar of honey and you have an elderberry tree, you can make lots of medicine.
For WCAI's Local Food Report, I'm Allie Burlow.
For more information about Holly Bellabuono and pictures and recipes for all the different things you can do with elderberries, visit our website, capeandislands.org. This Local Food Report is edited by me, Vicky Merrick, and produced by Atlantic Public Media. Thanks for listening.